Welcome back to Ridiculous Ramblings, loves. I'm your host, Amy. It's Monday. I hope everyone had a great weekend and that your Monday has been kind to you. Not a lot happened this weekend between Sean and I both working and me still getting over this virus. It was a pretty quiet weekend. When I got home from work on Saturday, the kids were already off on their way for their weekend with their dad, and Sean and I, we took a nap. It was cold and snowy and absolutely the best weather to just cuddle up and crash out. We didn't spend all day napping. We did spend about 2 hours napping, but after that, we did get up and we did something productive. We went to the grocery store and dropped some things off at his mom's house and visited with her for a little while. And then when it was time to head back home, we hit the drive-thru, came back home, ate, and then we went back to bed. So we were up. We moved around for about 2 hours. We did our required adulting for the weekend, I guess. I was a little bit of a bum on Sunday, though. Well, maybe not so much. I did sleep in. Oh my gosh, I slept in till 10 o'clock. It's so sad that 10 o'clock is sleeping in. I remember sleeping in was I got out of bed at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Of course, I was also 13 at the time, but you know, I digress. I did some adulting. It was true. I took some responsibilities. I did some laundry. I ran to the grocery store again, worked on some lyrics, and then I made chicken noodle soup for dinner. And it was a great night for soup last night, especially chicken noodle. I'm kind of hoping it'll ward off some of these cooties that we all seem to be catching. So fingers crossed. And, speaking of chickens, we call this Ridiculous Ramblings for a reason, because it's ridiculous and you never know what's going to happen. Like, I bet when you tuned in for today's episode, you didn't know I was going to tell you one of my useless hidden talents is that I do a really mean chicken impersonation. I'm going to share it with you guys. Hopefully you're still here. I can't help it. I'm a hillbilly. I was exposed to the farm life. And also, I have a next door neighbor who has about 10 chickens. And, they are so funny. I love going out there in the morning. I'll go out there and they'll just be out there just clicking along and moving and grooving. And there's this one chicken that just absolutely cracks me up. I'll stand out there and you'll hear it go like, it almost sounds like it's laughing and it is absolutely hilarious. I'll have to see if I have a video of it and post it on the website. Okay, moving away from the chicken impersonations and the foul life that I lead. Oh, sorry. Couldn't help myself. Do you have any like hidden talents or unique talents? Can you top that chicken impersonation? If you can, I sure as heck would like to hear it. You know, maybe we should start a club for people that have unique and useless talents. That's a good idea. Do you want to be part of a really cool club, though? Like the sickest club in the nation? The Uglies Nation? Bumpin' Uglies is on tour, loves. Be Hard and the Boys have two shows left in January. You can catch them January 30th in Morgantown, West Virginia, with special guests Joey Harkham and Toby Raps. January 31st, you can catch them in Cleveland, Ohio, with Joey Harkham and Derek McBride. Can't make it in January? That's okay. I've got February's tour dates queued up for you. February 1st, the boys are still going to be hanging around in Ohio with Toby Raps and Joint Operation. February 21st, they will be in Stevensville, Maryland with the Grilled Lincolns. And February 22nd, you can catch them in Winchester, Virginia with Joey Harkham, the Grilled Lincolns, and Adam Almaney. I'll keep you updated on future tour dates in the months to come. You could check them out yourselves by following Bumpin' Uglies on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. Bumpin' Uglies music is available on all of your favorite music streaming services as well, so come on and join the Uglies family. You won't regret it. Awesome music and just amazing people all the way around. I am super stoked because I'm going to be coming and seeing them March 28th in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hopefully I'll see you there as well, my loves. The High Hopes Music Festival is pretty close to my birthday. In case a certain chef is wondering what to get me for my birthday. It's a big birthday this year for us. Your girl's hitting the big 4-0 and Chef Sean is hitting the big 5-0. So we've definitely got some party planning to do. You know, I'm not freaking out over turning 40. I'm more freaked out by the thought that my twins are going to be 16. Oh my goodness. My little babies are not babies anymore. Soon they're going to have their driver's license and hitting the road. Okay, where's my emotional support brown paper bag? It's got to be around here somewhere. You know, isn't it odd that they've always told us to keep bags away from your face and off of your head so you don't suffocate? But if you're having a panic attack, they're like, here, breathe in this paper bag. But I saw it on Facebook, so it must be true. I saw something on Facebook this weekend that did kind of blow my mind. I'm in a few different groups for podcasting, and there was a meme, and it was a picture of Wayne's World. And it said, you guys know Wayne's World was basically a podcast, right? Oh my God, they are absolutely true. And that is totally tubular, right? You know what else is pretty tubular and we haven't done in a while here on the show? Dad jokes. I mean, seriously, like, what am I doing over here? So here's a few that gave me a good giggle this weekend. What's the difference between Iron Man and Aluminum Man? Iron Man stops the bad guys, but Aluminum Man only foils their plans. This one made me think of Sean because it's Star Wars related. Doctor, hi, I'm Juan, and I'll be delivering your baby. Husband, Obi-Wan, you're our only hope. Wife, leave his name off of the birth certificate. Another Star Wars one, they were really on a roll this weekend. My wife said she's leaving me because of my obsession with Star Wars. May divorce be with you. God. Be careful if it ever rains cats and dogs. You might step in a poodle. Nothing is worse than stepping in something wet when you're wearing a pair of socks. I mean, well, I guess there are worse things like not, you know, subscribing to Ridiculous Ramblings on YouTube and missing out on upcoming episodes. We've got some really cool things coming up in February. So, you know, go ahead and be ahead of the game. Go over and, you know, hit that like and subscribe button. Or you can stay up to date by following the show's Facebook page, which is same name, Ridiculous Ramblings. Over there, though, you can leave a comment, a topic for discussion, or just a hey, girl, hey. I'm just saying. You know what else I'm going to say? A random and useless fact that I learned today, courtesy of Chef Sean and courtesy of the Ralph Report. Do you know what animal farts the most? I said hippo. Did you guys see that farting hippo video? I think it was like last year or 2 years ago. It was like the longest fart ever. And its little tail was literally like a little propeller just spinning around. I mean, it was spinning some other things around too, but it was pretty funny. If you haven't seen it and you don't get grossed out, you should check it out. It was absolutely hilarious. Okay, back to the question. Do you know what animal farts the most? Do you give up? I would have never guessed this. It's a termite. I was like, a termite? It's an insect. I guess technically still an animal. And I'm like, how would a termite have such bad gas. And Sean goes, babe, all they eat is wood and it's fiber. All that fiber makes you, I'm like, oh yeah, poop and fart. I'm going to share another fart fact because this was another useless thing that I learned today. Did you know that farts can travel up to 100 feet in 10 seconds? And when I heard that, I'm like, I'm going to need some more backstory, some more data on this. Like, is this just a average everyday fart? Or is this like a frat boy that's been chugging beer all night kind of farts? Or do those farts travel faster? Oh my goodness. My Google search history this week is going to be so weird, you guys. Well, I think I've talked about farts enough today. So I think that about does it for today. I hope wherever you're listening from, you're doing well and you have had a great day. Hopefully you'll check out Bump and Uglies and today's jokes gave you a little chuckle and maybe you can find out the answer to that fart question for me. Let me know. I mean, I'm going to still do my own independent research because that's just who I am. I will see you guys all back here on Wednesday with Chef Sean and for some more local food reviews. So until next time, ta-ta for now. Okay, love you. Bye.